Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Oscar Munoz. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The left fielder, BJ Surhoff. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting eighth. The center fielder, David Hulse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Sparks. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sparks fires to first and picks off Becker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton bunts towards the mound. Munoz fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Zerillo takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mieske hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zerillo moves to second. 1 out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to third. Two outs. David Hulse batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hulse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Hulse reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Sparks covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hamilton is 0-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff is 0-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jaha is 0-1 in the game. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cirillo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cirillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Becker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett is 0-1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mieske is 0-1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hulse is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hulse hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cordova moves to third. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Starhoviak. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Starhoviak steals second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo is hit by the pitch. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cirillo. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Cirillo steals second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a line drive towards third. Seitzer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Watkins now pitching. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hulse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hulse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin bunts towards the mound. Watkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hulse moves to second. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seitzer is walked intentionally. BJ Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hulse scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Fernando Vina pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Pat Mahomes now pitching. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0 for 3 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Vina moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vina scores. Surhoff scores. Jaha moves to third. It's 6-2, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mieske for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Fernando Vina now playing second base. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. One out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Sparks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch now playing shortstop. Chip Hale now playing second base. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hulse is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hulse hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Munoz moves to third. Cordova moves to second. Mike Fetters now pitching. Dan Maesteller pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maesteller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Maesteller reaches second base with a double. Munoz scores. Cordova scores. Starhoviak goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 to Brewers. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. Two outs. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Maesteller moves to third. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale takes first base on ball four. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 4 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Maesteller scores. There goes Hale trying to get to home. Surhoff throws the ball into Valentin who relays the ball to Oliver, who tags Hale, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's Twins, 6, Brewers, 6. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Maesteller now playing first base. Scott Starhoviak now playing third base. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. C. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Listach pinch hits for Fernando Vina. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Listach hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Listach now playing second base. Joe Sluzarski now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Munoz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Munoz reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jaha moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jaha moves to third. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-4 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson pinch hits for Joe Oliver. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jaha scores. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.